Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, last week we started a message from the Sermon on the Mount that deals with this idea of do not swear. Now, today will be the second of three messages dealing with this particular part of Christ's Sermon on the Mount. Now, we've covered other aspects and I think we'll cover more to come, but we wanted to share with these three particular messages with you. So if you have your Bibles handy, please turn to Matthew chapter 5 as Pastor Reynolds continues our review of the Sermon on the Mount.
This morning, we want to continue in our study the book of Matthew 5, verse 33 through verse 37. The title of the message is Do Not Swear. The passage states this: Again, ye have heard that it hath been said of them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thine head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more of these cometh of evil. Last Sunday morning we began this message, but we got hung up on the first word. The first word is again. That's in Matthew 5 and verse 33. The first word is again. Why did Jesus Christ use this word again? And it's because Christ is comparing the things that the religious people of that day taught and what he teaches. And he is telling the people that there is a vast difference between what the people say and what God expects. Notice, as we continue in this thought, Christ continues comparing the doctrine of the people versus his doctrines, as he continues in Matthew 5 and verse number 38 and verse 39, when Christ states, ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil. For whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Jesus Christ is saying this, men may say, revenge yourself. Men loudly proclaim, defend yourself. But Christ says, don't defend yourself. Instead of defending yourself, when men smite you on one cheek, turn to him the other cheek. Christ is clearly stating that our defense is to be totally in the hands of God. Not in our hands. It is not in our hands. We turn the other cheek. Please understand that the message Christ preached to the people was readily grasped and understood. The people loved his teaching, especially when they compared what he taught with what other religious leaders of that day taught. Jesus Christ wants us to be exactly like him. Jesus Christ has the power not to turn the other cheek. Jesus Christ has the power to turn the other cheek and then to wipe them off, right? Listen, what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary ought to be a symbol to us, because on the cross of Calvary, he had all kinds of power. He had all kinds of strength. But Jesus Christ submitted himself to his Father's will, and he did his Father's will, and that is exactly what Jesus Christ wants of us. He wants us to do the Father's will. That's why he states what he states. Point number 7 is this. Christ, again, states the obviously wrong opinion of the Pharisees and the other religious people of that day when he says in Matthew 5, verse 43 and verse 44. He says this, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You see, Christ openly declares that it is never God's will to hate any person, regardless of what they do to us. This is exactly what Jesus Christ did. He loved his own, and he loves people. Jesus Christ died for the world. Jesus Christ died for you. That's what he did. Christ states what we should do when people curse us, when people hate us, when people despitefully use us. We should love them. That is pretty simple, isn't it? Well, it is not really easy to look past all the wickedness people do unto us. But that is God's will for us. We must understand that God causes His Son to rise on them just as God also causes His Son to rise on us. We must understand that God sends rain on those that don't deserve it, just as He sends rain on us. And we really don't deserve any of these other blessings either, do we? You see, there is really no difference between people. We are all exceedingly great sinners in the eyes of God. There is absolutely nothing that makes us any different from anybody else. The world does not revolve around us. It also doesn't revolve around our enemies. The world revolves around Christ, who sits on the circle of the earth, and all the inhabitants of the world are as grasshoppers in His sight. At least, that's what Isaiah 40 and verse 22 states. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Why in the world does Christ make all of these comparisons? What does He have on His mind? Listen, what Christ wants us to understand is that there's a vast difference between His doctrine and the doctrine that men teach. He wants us to understand that just because men say they are teaching the doctrines of Christ does not mean that they are. I've seen this exact same thing in my life, and I know you have too. There are many different churches in this world, and they're all teaching different things. Many people go to these various churches and listen to all of their messages. But what really counts is not that we hear a lot of different things, or even that we do a lot of different things. What really counts is whether or not we actually follow and obey the principles of God. You might like to try different things, but nothing will ever really satisfy you and the longing you have in your heart to please Christ, except when you actually obey the principles God has set before us. It's right there in the Sermon on the Mount. There is much peace. Your heart can be really settled when Christ is obeyed in all of His simplicity, when we rely totally upon God and upon His grace. He is well able to watch over us. That's what Jesus Christ really wants us to understand. Now, let's get back to the thoughts of Christ in Matthew 5 and verse 33 and verse 37. Let's read this passage again, just so we have it cleared in our mind. The Bible said, "Again, ye have heard that it hath been said of them of old time, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, neither by the earth, for it is His footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more of these is evil." First, what in the world does the word forswear mean? That is rather an uncommon word, is it not? The word forswear actually means to swear falsely, or to determine beforehand your actions. The Jews commonly understood that it was wrong to swear falsely. But there is something they forgot. They forgot that it is literally impossible for any person to know the future. The Jews said not to forswear or to proclaim they would do a certain thing unless they were able to do it. Christ is saying never to swear at all for anything. Christ is saying it is absolutely impossible for any person to control even the smallest detail of their lives or anything at all. Nobody knows the future. Again, it really doesn't make any difference how old a doctrine is. If that doctrine is not from God, it is not old enough. It is not pleasing to God. Regardless of how many people declare a certain thing, if God does not agree with the thing, that thing is wrong. Christ wants his hearers to only listen to God, to only follow God, to only believe God. Christ wants his hearers to only listen to him. Christ wants his hearers to be conformed to his word. Christ wants us to have confidence only in him and only in him. There are many who attempt to lead us astray from simply following God. There are many who desire us to listen to them instead of only listening and obeying God and his precious word. If we will all understand that God is well able to take care of all the other voices that attempt to lead us into confusion and despair, much confusion will be eliminated. Christ boldly declares that persons should not swear at all, mainly because no person has control over anything, not even our life, our breath, our own heartbeats. All of us have plans, but all of our plans will not be accomplished if we rely on our strength, our knowledge, or whatever. But I think of this passage in Luke 12 and verse 16 through verse 21. The Bible here gives us the parable of the rich fool. Do not be a rich fool. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and will build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. What Jesus Christ is emphasizing is that it is much more important to lay up treasure in heaven than to ever lay up treasure upon this earth.
You know, we are absolutely so glad you've been able to join us this morning, and you've been able to listen and be a part. And we trust that you've learned a little bit more about God's Word. And for those of you that might have missed the first part of this series, I'd encourage you to log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. From there, you can listen to any of the prior messages that you might have missed. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. We'd also like to extend an invitation for you to come and worship the Lord with us. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 worship services. And again, our location is 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Well, as our time comes to an end this morning, we do want to once again thank you for listening and pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday for another message from God's holy word.